When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Terrio Media. Broadcasting from Terrio Studios in Glendale, California, it's time for Epic Real Estate Investing with Matt Terrio.
And welcome to Epic Real Estate Investing. This is the place where I show people how to escape the rat race using real estate. And if you're just getting started and or you're looking for new and creative ways of making money in real estate, I've put together a free course just for you, including a checklist on how to find motivated sellers. These are property owners that are willing and able to sell you their property at a discount. So to access that free course, go to freerealestateinvestingcourse.com. freerealestateinvestingcourse.com. All right, got a great show for you today. We're going into the new month, right? So March 17th and 18th, the Epic Wealth Experience and Bus Tour departs in one of the more powerful cash flowing cities in the country, St. Louis, Missouri. We've got a few more seats, and just a few. If you'd like to join us, go to epicwealthexperience.com. Reserve your seat. That's March 17th and 18th in the wonderful, lovely city of St. Louis. And so on Friday night, March 17th at 5 p.m., that's our Grub and Grow Rich event. I'll tell you about that in just a sec. And then the Epic Wealth Experience and Bus Tour, that's on Saturday, March 18th. That's from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. The location there will be available upon your registration. So if you'd like to learn how to establish your financial freedom in as little as just 1 year, the Epic Wealth Experience is going to provide the answer. So 2 days of learning, it's the first step, and it's going to make all the difference, all right? Go to epicwealthexperience.com. And the Grub and Grow Rich event, which I've failed to mention, and shame on me, and the team is mad at me for this, that you can go to that independently. You don't have to take on the whole Epic Wealth Experience and the bus tour. If you just want to come hang out on Friday with us, that is available to you as well at grubandgrowrich.com. This event, it's an opportunity to meet the Epic and Cashflow Savvy team. We used to do these a lot. We haven't done them in a while, but we plan on, we've got a bunch more scheduled for this year all over the country. But it's just an opportunity to meet the Epic and Cashflow Savvy team, as well as other like-minded investors, and meet everybody in person. You know, we understand that investing for the first time or investing for the next time, it can be full of new experiences and concerns depending on where you are in your investing journey. So we invite you to bring your questions, bring your appetite. It's just it's a very relaxed atmosphere that includes food, a workshop, a presentation, and plenty of time for open format questions and answers, as well as personal conversation with the team and myself. And you'll also get the opportunity to mix and mingle with other investors, where I don't think there's really a more valuable use of your time, or it's one of the very most valuable uses of your time. That's interacting with like-minded people, particularly people that can offset your weaknesses and complement your weaknesses, and where you can exchange and have your strengths complement and offset their weaknesses and team up and partner. That's what this business is about. You know, you need four things to succeed in this business. You need knowledge, time, money, and credit. Chances are you don't have all four of those in abundance, but that's not the issue. That's not a problem. You need access to all four of them, but they don't all have to be in your possession. You can team up with other people, other technology and resources, and you can go ahead and put those together. And what I'm trying to say is you want to interact with other like-minded people, with other people that are on the same track or want to be on the same track, or even are ahead of the track as you. All right, so we won't leave until all of your questions are answered and all of the food is gone. So go to grubandgrowrich.com if you just want to join us on Friday. If you want to join us for the whole shebang, go to epicwealthexperience.com. All right, so last week I was in Phoenix, Arizona. Actually, it's 2 weeks ago now, visiting a new friend, Stuart Gethner. He runs a real estate investing club there called the Wednesday Night Club. And I had the honor of speaking to his group. And while I was there, I was reminded of really just how simple this business is and how complicated people can make it. You know, as most of the people in the room were unfamiliar with who I was and were hearing much of what I was saying for the very, very first time. And two things came up for me. One, the business is simple. Investing in real estate is very simple. I mean, it works like this. You go out, you find a property owner with a problem. You offer them a solution to that problem. You put that solution in writing, you conduct your due diligence, and you close the deal, and you just follow through with your exit strategy of choice. That part is really simple, right? I mean, what was that, like 5 or 6 steps? Extremely simple and easy. Well, if it's so simple and it's so easy, why isn't everyone successful at it? Why isn't everyone a real estate investing millionaire? Well, the answer to that is very simple. This entire episode is going to be based around simplicity, it looks like. Let's keep all of it really simple. That's what the entire last week's worth of episodes was about as well. You know, keeping this business simple inside of the Epic 89 framework, the Epic 89 program. And if you missed it, you're going to have to wait. Sorry, you're going to have to wait until next time, 90 days from now. We do it every 90 days. So those episodes from last week, they have expired and they have been absorbed inside of the Epic Pro Academy's members area. Anyway, simple. That's where we're getting at. The answer to why everyone isn't a real estate investing millionaire, it's very simple. The business is simple. Being consistent is what most people find difficult. That was the second thing that came to me. The business is simple, but the consistency is what most people find difficult. And after a decade now of helping people succeed in this business, the students that have had the greatest success, students like Brad in St. Louis and Brad in Cleveland and Paul and Jeremiah and Corey and Parker and Mackenzie and Jill and Catalina and Tom and Robert and Sherry. I mean, there have been a bunch and that list is growing. I mean, Michael, after just a few months of working together, is crushing it. Philip, after just a few months, is really hitting his stride. Mike, who joined the Epic 89 program in December, is absolutely crushing it. He shared his wins on last week's accountability call and they were very impressive. The point here is what I see of these success stories of what they all have in common is they've been able to make the transition of working for a boss to working for themselves. They've been able to make that transition very smoothly. And specifically, I'm referring to the aspect of consistency. For example, when you work for someone else, you don't have a choice but to be consistent, right? I mean, you got to show up for work every day and you got to carry out the tasks of your position every day. And because you do, you receive a consistent paycheck from your boss. Now, you do have the option of not reporting to work and not performing your position's tasks, but you'll find yourself unemployed rather quickly if you don't, right? Quick consequences for not showing up to work. Bosses, for some reason, they don't like that. Now, when people start making the transition of working for themselves or working, they're making that transition to work for themselves, they are now their own boss, and the consequences for not showing up to work aren't as swift, are they? They're not as quickly noticed either. You know, depending on where you're starting from and what types of resources you have available to you, I mean, you might not actually feel the impact of not receiving a consistent paycheck for months. Some will feel it much sooner, but maybe some not for months. But most people, they're not going to feel it nearly as quickly as they would if they had a boss they were reporting to on a daily basis. So if you want to be a successful real estate investor and run your business full time, act as if you're going to be fired unless you show up to work every day. Act as if you're going to be fired if you don't show up for work. Act as if you have to earn your sick days. Act as if you have to earn your vacation days. Act as if you have to earn your rest days with time on the job. You know, in the Marine Corps, they refer to it as time in service. You know, each year, like you had to be in for a while before you're even allowed to take a vacation or take your time of leave. And you got a little bit more leave the longer that you're in. This has to be just like that. You have to earn your time off when you're getting started. You can't go and report to a brand new job and ask for the next day off. All right? So if you're going to make the transition from working for someone else to working for yourself, be the toughest, most critical, most strictest boss you can be. Do that for yourself. Report to yourself. And don't take any excuses. Don't take any slacking off from yourself. Do that. And success for you as a real estate investor, it's all but guaranteed. No, in fact, it is guaranteed. I guarantee it, because it's simple. It's the consistency that's difficult. If you bring the consistency to the table, the simplicity is going to bear massive amounts of fruit for you. I mean, if you do the right activities, you do them consistently, and you do them long enough, your success is guaranteed. And if you'd like a list of those activities, okay, great, I got to do the right activities, I got to do them consistently, I got to do them long enough. I get it, Matt, I'm in. How do I know what to do, though? What are the activities? Well, if you'd like a list of those activities, a daily scorecard to hold you accountable, there's the activities and a scorecard, you can kind of make a game out of your day. It's essentially your boss. You can go ahead and access that at dailysuccessreport.com. dailysuccessreport.com. Actually, let me check that domain name really quick, because it's been a minute since I've even gone there myself. And I think it's been a minute since I've actually shared that domain name with you guys. Yes, still there, dailysuccessreport.com. Okay, it's just a very simple approach to crushing it in real estate, and really as little as 2 hours a day, you can do that. As long as you're focused on the right activities, just 2 hours a day, you can crush it in this business, all righty? So go to dailysuccessreport.com. Now, there you're going to find the entire list of everything you should be doing on a daily basis. It's essentially your job description, if you will, right? You're your new boss. Your boss gives you a job description on the first day of work. That's your job description. I mean, anything that you do outside of what's on that success report, that anything that's not a part of your job description, and if you spend too much time on activities that are not a part of your job description, you're going to be fired. You are going to be fired because you're not going to be receiving a paycheck. And that's how working for yourself fires yourself. And you're going to be back working for someone else. All right. Now, back to my Phoenix event. I was asked by one of the attendees, one that seemed they've experienced a little bit of success. They've certainly closed some deals for sure. And she had asked me, how can I do more deals? I think she was doing a deal or two a month and she wanted to do more. It's like, how does she pick it up? How does she scale? And you know, I'm not sure if she actually appreciated my answer, my sarcastic answer or not. But in the beginning of when we started talking, when I started talking to the group, I had asked for permission. At the beginning, I asked for the permission to be myself. And I warned the room that I can be sarcastic. I can be politically incorrect. In fact, I warned them that I probably would be, and they all gave me permission to be myself. So when she asked me, how do I do more deals? I replied with, write more offers. Write more offers. I actually got that from Stephen King. I heard a presentation from him, and he said, or someone in the audience had asked, how do I get to be a better writer? And he said, write more. And I was just like, wow, there's a great parallel inside of the real estate investing business that, you know, how do you do more deals? You write more offers. And I remember when she looked at me blankly and she was like, okay. And I could tell she was actually looking for something a little bit more groundbreaking, something a little bit more insightful, something a little bit more tactical or strategic, as that might not have been the groundbreaking tip that she was looking for. And it's not a groundbreaking tip for most people when I say that, when that's my response, because it's obvious. I mean, you need to write offers in order for you to do more deals, right? However, looked at in a slightly different way, it could be an extremely groundbreaking tip. And here's what I mean. I mean, sometimes the most obvious answers and the best answers for yourself are just right under your nose. And this is what I mean by that. How many offers did you write last week? How many did you write? How many did you write this month? Or how many did you write last month? How many have you written this year so far? Or how many do you plan to write this week? Or most importantly, how many offers do you plan to write today? Is it even in your plans to write at least one offer today? Is it anywhere on your to-do list? If so, fantastic. But hold on for just a minute here. If it isn't in your plans to write an offer today, why not? Why? You're not going to do a deal unless you do. Why is it not in your plans? I mean, only you can answer that question. And you don't have to share that with me. You don't have to answer it out loud. I mean, just in your own mind, answer it to yourself and be honest with yourself. If you don't write an offer today, if that's not in your plans, why not? Why is that? Is that you don't have enough leads? Well, why don't you have enough leads? Did you have something better to do? Okay, but is it really something better, or are you procrastinating, or are you avoiding doing the work? Do you lack the belief that your offer will be taken seriously? If you feel like your offer is not going to be taken seriously, why is that? Is it that you don't know how? Is it that you don't know what to offer? Is it that you don't know where to get a purchase agreement? And if that's the case, why is that? Or do you plan on writing offers tomorrow or next week? You see, fear, it comes in all different shapes, sizes, and labels. Fear can be disguised by, I'll do it tomorrow. That's a fear. Or I don't know how. That's a fear. Nobody will help me. That's a fear. The market in my area, totally different. That's a fear. I don't have any money. That's a fear. I've got terrible credit. That's a fear. There are countless ways in which fear shows up in this business. And they show up as excuses. So when I ask you, why don't you have it in your plans today to write an offer? Why? Whatever your answer to why you're not writing an offer today, that's a fear. And fear, it shows up in so many different ways in our overall lives, for that matter. Here's one thing I do know. Here's how I can prove it to you. If I were able to guarantee each and every one of you that the very next offer you write would get accepted, and you'd complete that transaction putting $25,000 in your pocket, each and every one of you would stop what you're doing right now and you go figure out how to make the time to write that offer right now. You would. You'd go figure it out right now. You'd stop listening and you'd go do it. And if you wouldn't, you're either probably independently wealthy already, not a big deal for $25,000, or maybe you accidentally stumble upon the wrong podcast and you have no interest in real estate investing. I don't know. So is that it? You're waiting for a guarantee? Or are you waiting for someone to knock on your door and present this deal on a silver platter? Let's get this straight. There's no guarantees in real estate investing. And there are no guarantees in life, for that matter. Nobody is going to do it for you. Absolutely nobody. Everyone has problems of their own, right? Everyone has challenges of their own. Everyone has their excuses. Everyone has their own life going on. There's a great song by Public Enemy. And I reference this frequently. And I never thought Flava Flav was such a prophet or such a smart guy, a guy of such wisdom. But Flava Flav, he takes the lead on this particular song. And in the hook, Flava Flav is repeatedly saying, I can't do nothing for you, man. Flav got problems of his own. As harsh as that may be, that's the real world, especially the business world. It's all summed up into one sentence. No one is going to do it for you. I mean, you may find some empathy, some sympathy, some guidance, some great education, some encouragement, some motivation. You might find some really good shoulders to cry on even. But nobody is going to do it for you. It's up to you. So repeat after me. If it's to be, it's up to me. Go ahead and say it. If it's to be, it's up to me. Alrighty, sorry. Got off on a tangent there. I just want you to know that nothing in life is guaranteed. But if you do the right activities, you do them consistently, and you do them long enough, this business is so simple. That's how you can guarantee your results. But you have to bring the consistency to the table. You've got to meet the education. You've got to meet the knowledge. You've got to meet what you know halfway. You know what to do. You've got to do what you know. You've got to do it consistently, and you got to do it long enough. That's where the guarantee lies. Alrighty, so got off on a tangent there. Yes, it's obvious. You have to write offers to do deals. You all know that. But if you're not doing it, what good is knowing it, right? To know and not do is to not know. The blind man that can't read is no different than the man that can see and read, but chooses not to. Don't be that guy. Don't be that girl. You are blessed with the gift of knowing. Don't waste it. So write offers. It's one of the activities on the Daily Success Report that gives you more points than most of the other activities. And it gives you more points on that scorecard because it's a more valuable activity. That's why you get a lot of points for it. Now, I can give you the second most important thing you can do as well. The second most important thing you can do to do more deals. In fact, I'll give you the second most important thing through the 10th most important thing. Number two, write even more offers. Number three, write even more offers. Number four, write even more offers, all the way to 10. Just keep writing offers. More obvious steps, right? And this is the painful part. What makes these, the what I would call them, the 10 painfully simple steps to real estate investing. Like just about anything in business, especially in the beginning, this is it's a numbers game, right? Most people that you talk to are not going to be motivated sellers. Most of them aren't going to be. And those motivated sellers, most of them probably aren't going to accept your offers. But the great thing about this business is you don't need a lot of success to earn a whole lot of money and position yourself to take control of your life, to take control of your future financially. You just don't need a lot of success. So you've got to work the numbers. Just about anything that's worthwhile, anything that pays handsomely, is a numbers game. And so is this business. You've got to write a lot of offers to get one accepted. I mean, how many offers is going to be, you know, how many offers that is for you, how many offers that is for the person next to you, it's going to be different for everybody. I mean, it's going to depend on your lead generation. It's going to depend on your market. It's going to depend on the type of offers you're writing. It's going to depend on the relationships that you've created with the person of which you're presenting the offer to. Like, did you make that connection? Do they believe that you're actually someone who can solve their problem? Do they believe that you're someone that they can trust? Are you someone that they like? You know, all of these factors all play into it. But it's a numbers game nonetheless. And more so than a numbers game, however, it's a game of consistency. It's a game of persistence. You've got to write offers every day, and you've got to keep writing them. That is the silver bullet in this business. Writing offers. I'll break it down in three steps. First, you've got to do the right activities. And one of those activities is writing offers. You go to dailysuccessreport.com, you get the rest of the activities. But that's a really important one, probably the most important one, because if you don't write an offer, you're never going to do a deal. Okay? First, that's the first thing. You've got to do the right activities. One of those activities, I think the most important activity, is you've got to write offers. You've got to get into a consistent habit and a routine of writing more offers. There's no way around that. Just like if you want to lose weight, you've got to eat less and exercise more. There's no way around that. Writing offers in this business is just like that. It's like eating less and exercising more. Second, you've got to do the right activities consistently. There's no way around that either. You've got to write offers every day. Even if it's just one a day, you've got to do it every day, consistently. Just like our weight loss example. You can't just eat less and exercise for one day and expect to lose weight. You have to do it every day. The third step is you've got to do those activities long enough. You've got to write offers long enough to get your desired result. You've got to eat less and exercise more long enough to lose those 10 pounds, long enough to lose those 20 pounds, 30 pounds, whatever it may be. It's not going to happen in a day. It's not going to happen in a week or even a month. You're in this for the long run. The long run being the achievement of financial and time freedom. It takes time. It takes time. I know I always talk about here how you can do it so much faster than everybody else that goes about it. That's absolutely true. There's a 40-year plan, and then there's a 4-year plan. So, but it does take time. It's not overnight. That's my point. So you've got to do the right activities. You've got to do them consistently. You've got to do them long enough. So write offers. Write more offers and more offers and more offers and more offers. This is what it takes to be a successful real estate investor. The business is simple. It's the consistency that's difficult. Focus on the consistency, and everything else is going to fall into place for you. Alrighty? That's it for today. I'll see you next week on another episode of Epic Real Estate Investing. God bless, and to your success, I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
You've been listening to Epic Real Estate Investing, the world's foremost authority on separating the facts from the BS in real estate investing education. If you enjoyed the show, please take a minute to visit iTunes and share your thoughts. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time here at Epic Real Estate Investing with Matt Terrio.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.